Welcome to the second episode of Cancel Culture Seminar, and I'm here with my co-host, Jack Forbes.
Hello, I'm a media student in Aberdeen, and this is my first podcast, so yeah, fun times.
Great. So today we will be talking about a James Charles scandal. He was cancelled a couple months ago because he admitted to texting underage boys. He is 21 and the boys were 18. He believed the boy was 18, but he was actually 16. What do you think of this, Jack?
I think it's very interesting because some people are trying to cancel them and some people kind of trying to sweep it under the rug. I feel like there's some stuff that takes more than canceling to be dealt with. Like for this case, like maybe like an actual investigation needs to go into place. So I feel like it's very mixed on like the reception of like, the scandal. What do you think?
I think it's a bit fishy, not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Mostly because, like, well, firstly, he admitted to it, which is good. But the second thing is that the boy did lie about his age.
Yeah.
Which is, like, you cannot blame James if he was under the impression that the boy was 18. Because then it looks like the guy just did it for attention, just to make it seem as if James was a bad person, but I don't know.
But there's also the happened a few years ago how he got called out for doing it to I think it was straight boys. I'm not sure if any of them were underage though, but that got debunked, did it not?
I believe it did. Yeah, it did.
Or he tried to debunk it himself.
Because I'm pretty sure one of the guys did lie about it.
Yeah, and then there was the whole drama about the other fashion creators trying to cancel him because they were jealous of him, like these Ty Westbrook and Jeffree Star going behind his back. But no,
it just seems like he's getting cancelled all the time, and I'm not sure if it's really taken any effect.
It's almost like I believe that people, that there's some people that just can't be cancelled.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's some people, like no matter what they do, like they'll just like keep coming back and they'll have such a following that they'll they'll want to watch them anyway and they'll kind of like bystand it. It's the same with famous celebrities as well. You got like stuff like this, some of the stuff that like Sir John Lennon did, Michael Jackson, which I'm pretty sure you talked about before. There's accusations of them doing horrible things, but at the same time, they have this, like, huge fame behind their back, and it's kind of like they managed to get away with it. And it's like, I feel like that's what James Charles has, no matter how much scandals he has. He's just one of those people that will always, like, come back.
Yeah, that is true. Like people with such like a big platform, they're obviously always going to have supporters.
Mm-hmm. And he's got such a big voice in the community as well. Like he's probably one of the biggest ones. I'm not too clued up on the fashion community, but he's probably one of the biggest ones in LA on YouTube.
Yeah, like he's like an icon for YouTube, an icon for the LGBTQ community as well, so he's obviously got like a lot of supporters. Like it's 2021 and his last accusations were in 2019, so that was just 2 years ago. He was accused of using fame and money to try and manipulate someone's sexuality, I quote. Mm-hmm. And he did deny that.
Yeah, it's because he's got such it's almost like a cult following, like people that will just go to the moon and back for him. And that's the thing, the same with quite a lot of these like high-end like YouTubers and content creators. Like another example is possibly KSI. He put out on Twitter about, he said, and I quote, He said, well, I don't, he did a transgender slur, but he didn't know it was a slur. So he just left Twitter, and just his fans are just such like cult fans, and they just, they're kind of just like backing him all the way. And I feel that's the same, like with these big YouTubers, they're just like, people will go to the moon and back for them, you know?
I know. It's weird, because especially in this recent accusation, it was kind of proved that the guy did lie about his age, but at the same time, it wasn't the case last time where he was manipulating other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like manipulating people isn't like against the law, and like, you know, so it's like, it's maybe just people could just kind of look at it, like, people are trying to cancel him for it, but it's just like, you know, it's a bit, it's bad, but it's not
morally,
like off of his head.
Incorrect.
Yeah, it's morally not right, but it's not exactly like, you know, this man deserves to be off all social medias and everything, and everyone should rebel against him.
Mm.
He lost like millions of followers in like 2 days for it.
Oh yeah, that is true. That is true. He lost a lot of subscribers.
Yeah,
the whole subscribers situation as well. Mm-hmm. It's just weird because there's a case a couple of years ago in America where this guy was going out with this girl, and he was like, they were talking for so long, they were dating for so long, and he was genuinely in love until he found out she was actually underage. Like, she lied about her age the whole time. And it was just really sad because you can tell that he really liked her, but she lied about her age when he found out. They had to go to court about it because it just became this huge, like, criminal case, really.
The thing is, with this James Charles drama, people are like, oh, he was talking to a 16-year-old. Yeah, he was sending inappropriate pictures to a 16-year-old. But to his knowledge, he was sending these inappropriate photos to an 18-year-old.
Yeah.
His knowledge, he was attracted to an 18-year-old, and he had no idea. And maybe if the boy had said, oh, I'm 16, then James Charles would have been like, sorry, won't message you again. And that would have been it done. But it was... to his knowledge, he was messaging an 18-year-old, and he believed he was.
Yeah.
And that's what he thought. And it's a horrible thing to do to someone, to like catfish them like that, try like bait them out for something.
Yeah. Like that definitely is for it. Some people do it for attention. I do believe that.
No, yeah, because that's the thing. When you're one of these big people in LA, like a James Charles, or let's say one of the big TikTok stars, or Jake Paul, Logan Paul, you've constantly got to be aware of these people around you who are just trying to leech off you.
Mm.
And it's that's just the cruel life of being a Hollywood star. So it's like, he's probably always aware of these people trying to use them, but he let his emotions probably get the best of him. And
yeah, he is quite emotional. He did admit to being desperate and stuff.
Yeah,
saying that he does take accountability to his actions.
Yeah, he's also very young as well, is he not? He's about 20.
He's 21
or 2. Yeah, 21. Yeah, and that's like, that's still very young, especially it's like, you hear all these things about, like, I know he's not a child, but like child stars going into Hollywood and them messing it up. I think if like you get such like a sudden rise in fame as like he did, because he shot up, I remember. Yeah. There's
he's basically like still like normal, like he's like basically still like us, if you get what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, he's still like, getting experience of the game.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting one, because it's like, I say this again, like, he, to his knowledge, he was speaking to an 18-year-old.
Mm.
And if he wanted, whatever he wants to do with people, that's whatever he wants to do.
Yeah, of course.
But these people were lying to him, which there's a line. It's like, should he have maybe questioned a bit further being in his position, or should he kind of be like, what's the word I'm looking for? Should he be more, should people be less like trying to ruin his career? Should they, should, is it worthy of his like career being like cancelled, or is it, you know what I mean?
That's another good point, because at the time of the allegations, he was in business with the makeup brand Morphe.
Okay.
And after the allegations, the company had wrote, and I quote, "In light of the recent allegations against James Charles, Morphe and James have agreed to end our business relationships and wind down sales of the Morphe X James Charles products offering," which means that he was like, that, like, that was the beginning of the ending of, not the ending of his career, but like, that's like, that's like a window closed for him, because he was with Morphe since 2018.
They just ended
his the collab with him, which is
they essentially sacked him from being, getting sponsorships. Sponsorships can be, I don't blame Morphe for doing that, because you know, you hear all these stuff come out, and it's like, if I was in a company and one of my clients or sponsors, one people who I sponsored, came out that they had been messaging underage people, it's like, oh god, no, that's not, we don't want to be part of this, we don't want to get dragged into this. But it's also like, sometimes when it comes to sponsorships, like, they're insane. I remember there was a footballer who was sponsored by Pepsi and got sued. No, he got dropped and sued by Pepsi because he got given a can of Coca-Cola in an interview and drank it. But I think this is a bit more understandable for sponsors, but it's also like, maybe looked into it a bit more. But I don't blame them for being a bit wary on whether or not they want to work with someone with a reputation. But I feel like that just could also feed into the him being cancelled, because obviously it'll hit the paper, hit the headlines. Morphe has stopped working with James Charles and these allegations, and then people look at that and be like, oh, well, maybe these are actually like something we need to be serious about and take seriously.
Yeah, for sure. It shows where Morphe stand with that type of behaviour, I guess. But I think we've covered pretty much everything. In conclusion, James is just a bit of a questionable guy. So thank you for co-hosting with me today.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.